Touch and Listen, Spring 2021, read by John Tarmey. This newsletter contains 8 pages. Approximate reading time, 30 minutes. If you are listening to this recording on a cartridge, there are markers leading to articles at level 1 and sections at level 2. This recorded edition contains the entire text of the print edition. This newsletter was produced for the Florida Bureau of Braille and Talking Book Library, Daytona Beach, Florida. Table of Contents. NLS News You Can Use. Page 1, 12 minutes. On the Library Bookshelf. Page 4, 5 minutes. Reminders and News from Your Florida Librarian. Page 5, 4 minutes. NLS News You Can Use. Reading time, 12 minutes. Join the National Library Service's 90th Anniversary Celebration. The National Library Service, NLS, is celebrating its 90th anniversary with special digital content and features throughout the year, including the virtual concert by acclaimed jazz pianist and NLS patron, Matthew Whitaker. If you want an encore performance, it's archived on the Library of Congress YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/c/LOC. NLS has created a 90th anniversary page on their website, www.loc.gov/NLS/90th-anniversary. There you can find a timeline of significant events in NLS history, including the year when each library joined the network. There is also a video message from Librarian of Congress Carla Hayden and links to congratulatory remarks in the Congressional Record from the chairperson and ranking member of the House of Representatives and Senate Committees. Here are some future special anniversary content on the NLS website and Facebook page to look for. Features on the NLS program and its history. Look for the first feature about the connections between World War I veterans and the founding of NLS on the website by the end of the month. Interviews with patrons of all ages to highlight the ways NLS and its network serve everyone from children to nonagenarians. A mini bibliography of books by popular authors born in 1931. Historical documents such as old issues of Talking Book Topics. NLS Director Karen Kenninger is retiring after a lifetime of service to people with print disabilities. When she was hired as NLS Director in 2012, Karen Kenninger recalls, "I thought, because I had ran a network library and been a patron, that I knew everything." 9 years later, she laughs at her naivete. "Acting Director Ruth Scoville told me that I had a very steep learning curve ahead of me. And I thought, how could that be? But she was absolutely right." Now, as she looks toward retirement later this spring, Kenninger credits a tremendous, dedicated staff and her own passion for the work with helping her meet the challenges of the job. The Braille e-reader, currently in pilot testing, was one of those passions. It was a dream of mine, Kenninger says. I said 9 years ago, if I could make that happen, I could retire happily. I have the privilege of having access to refreshable Braille because of my job, but a lot of people can't afford thousands of dollars for devices. And I knew the only institution with the capacity to solve the problem was NLS. Seeing so many of her goals for NLS become reality makes this a satisfying time for retirement. It's been a tremendous place to work, and I'm happy, very happy, I took the chance, Kenninger says. But she is confident that others are ready to continue the initiatives she began. 9 things Karen Kenninger will be remembered for at NLS. Her advocacy for Braille. All too often, people who lose their vision as children are steered away from literacy into a completely oral, that is, listening, approach, an approach that was abandoned by most world cultures long ago, Kenninger said. And people who lose their vision as adults give up their literacy, thinking that they have no alternative but to move into a completely oral information environment. Braille is that alternative. Braille is a complete and accessible system for reading, comparable in nearly every way to print. The Braille e-reader. A longtime goal of NLS and Kenninger has been to provide a device to patrons who read Braille but can't afford expensive commercial refreshable Braille displays. BARD improvements and expansion. BARD went online a couple of years before Kenninger came to NLS, but in 2013, NLS made it easier and more convenient for patrons to use with the release of the BARD mobile app for iOS devices. An app for Android devices followed in 2015. BARD Express for PCs, which simplifies downloading and transferring audiobooks from BARD to a cartridge or external flash drive for playback in a digital player, came out in 2017. In January, BARD moved to the cloud, improving capacity and download speeds, and positioning the BARD system to support future NLS devices. Expanding the collection. NLS reached agreements with many commercial audiobook publishers to convert their recordings to NLS digital talking books, giving patrons access to a wider and more up-to-the-minute selection of books. Easing access. Just this year, NLS got final approval for changes to its regulatory language to make it easier for people with reading disabilities, such as dyslexia, to qualify for service. Marrakesh Treaty. Kenninger advocated for U.S. participation in the International Treaty, which facilitates the cross-border exchange of books in accessible formats and is expanding NLS's foreign language offerings. International leadership. Kenninger was the Marrakesh Treaty liaison for the Libraries Serving Persons with Print Disabilities section of the International Federation of Library Associations and Institutions. She has given presentations at symposia in Helsinki, Finland, Zagreb, Croatia, and Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, among other locales. A new name. NLS had been the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped since 1978. In 2019, NLS changed its name to the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, removing outdated language and communicating more clearly who NLS serves. Jimmy. Kenninger was often accompanied by her guide dog, a golden retriever / Labrador retriever mix named Jimmy, like Jimi Hendrix. His name was sometimes misspelled J-I-M-M-Y, but Kenninger assured offenders it didn't really matter because he can't read. NLS eases access for people with reading disabilities. NLS recently made a long-awaited change in its regulatory language that makes it easier for people with reading disabilities to enroll. The change, which was entered into the Federal Register on February 12th and implemented through NLS Network Libraries in mid-February, allows reading specialists, educators, librarians, and school psychologists to certify the eligibility of applicants with reading disabilities. NLS has long made its services available to people with reading disabilities. Previously, however, a doctor of medicine or osteopathy was required to certify that an applicant's reading disability was the result of organic dysfunction. This requirement was a high bar for potential patrons. On the library bookshelf. Reading time, 5 minutes. Fresh from the recording studio, new books. In our recording studio in Daytona Beach, we have begun converting some commercial recordings and made them available in Bard. If you aren't able to access Bard, please call your reader advisor. Mystery of the Singing Ghost by Gertrude Chandler Warner, DBC 17140. Excited about their cousin's new house, the Boxcar Children volunteer to help fix it up. When they hear mysterious singing, everyone wonders who or what it is. For grades 3 to 6, narrator Amy Lilly. Reading time, 1 hour, 35 minutes. Mystery of the Missing Cat by Gertrude Chandler Warner, DBC 17141. Mr. Wood's cat is missing, and the Boxcar Children want to help find it. They have better luck finding trouble. For grades 3 to 6, narrator Tim Gregory. Reading time, 1 hour, 55 minutes. Mystery on Stage by Gertrude Chandler Warner, DBC 17142. The Boxcar Children are in a production of The Wizard of Oz, and the whole family pitches in. But with all the weird happenings surrounding the show, will they make it on stage? For grades 3 to 6, narrator Tim Gregory, reading time, 2 hours, 5 minutes. Dinosaur Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner, DBC 17143. A strange shadow appears when the boxcar children visit a dinosaur exhibit. Then T-Rex's bones disappear. Will the family be able to find the missing pieces? For grades 3 to 6, narrator Tim Gregory, reading time 2 hours, 10 minutes. Mystery of the Stolen Music by Gertrude Chandler Warner, DBC 17144. An orchestra comes to town, and the children get to attend a performance and meet the musicians. When a rare and valuable piece of music disappears, the children are on the case. For grades 3 to 6, narrator Amy Lilly, reading time 1 hour 40 minutes. Mystery in the Cave by Gertrude Chandler Warner, DBC 17147. The children explore Dragon's Mouth Cavern on their vacation. When they find their way into the underground caves, they discover they are unwelcome guests. Narrator Tim Gregory. Reading time 2 hours 5 minutes. Mystery on the Train by Gertrude Chandler Warner, DBC 17148. The children enjoy a train ride to San Francisco. When another passenger discovers something's been stolen, will the children solve the mystery before the end of the line? Narrator Amy Lilly. Reading time 1 hour 50 minutes. Strangers on a Train, Nancy Drew Diaries by Carolyn Keene, DBC 17149. Nancy and her friends take a land excursion as part of their Alaskan cruise vacation. Strange happenings haunt them throughout as they try to discover who's behind the chaos. Narrator Georgina Marie. Reading time, 3 hours, 25 minutes. Reminders and news from your Florida librarian. Reading time, 9 minutes. Wanted: unused talking book machines and finished audio and braille books. If you have a player that you're not using, please send it back to the library so we can pass it on to another patron. Call the library if you need a free mailing label. Please send back your books as you finish them so others may enjoy. Phone calls. As we continue to provide service while short-staffed, please know your phone calls are important to us, and you may be connected to an answering machine. If you are connected to an answering machine, please leave your name, spelling of your last name, your phone number, and a message to us concerning your library needs. If you wish us to return your call, please explicitly state that, or we will follow your instructions left on the answering machine to complete your order. Thank you for your patience as we work toward fulfilling your orders. Postal Service. Our library depends on the U.S. Postal Service to deliver your books and material. We understand they are going through many changes, and this will delay our material getting to you on some occasions. We are unable to track items that leave the library. But if you do not receive your books, players, or other material, please call and we can tell you when these items left the library on the mail truck. BARD. Those of you who use BARD should know that if you do not use it in a few weeks, it will go to sleep and will have to be made active by calling us to make it active again. your username and password will not change. We are happy to help with any other BARD questions you may have as well. Braille e-readers. The NLS e-reader is a new refreshable Braille device that allows users to receive Braille books on a digital cartridge or by downloading them from BARD. Florida is not a part of the current pilot project. Depending on budgetary issues, NLS anticipates the rollout will be complete within 2 years. The schedule is dependent on a number of factors, including the number of devices available. If you would like to be added to the list for distribution, please call your reader advisor or email us at opac_librarian@dbs.fldoe.org. Duplication on demand. Cartridge changes create improvements for users. Talking Book libraries across the network are moving from the current practice of sending one book on one cartridge to duplication on demand, which will make cartridges customized specifically for you with multiple books on each one. The new service uses the same player and cartridges that we are currently using, but the cartridges will have more books on each one. There are many benefits to this change. Currently, our audiobook collection contains thousands of older titles that are only available to download from BARD. These books will now be as readily available to you as new books are. In addition, you'll now have access to new books faster and will never have to be on a wait list for a popular title. Another benefit is faster mail processing, lessening the number of items put on waiting lists in the library. Some of our sub-regionals are already testing this process. We will begin soon converting very slowly to the new system. We have already begun creating, over the past few years, our own multiple book cartridges, MBC, collections of favorite authors and collections, like James Patterson, along with Western and classic book collections. To access individual titles, remember you can either use the player's bookshelf mode or the sequential play feature. As you receive these cartridges, and if you need help, please call us before sending the book back. Hint: as I listen to the books on the cartridge, I choose the easy way and must remember to hit the large play button after one book finishes and I want to move forward to the next book. This works well to go smoothly from one book to the next. How to access multiple books on a cartridge. When you receive a cartridge with multiple books on it, you can access the books in one of two ways, the easy way and the bookshelf mode. Number one, the easy way. One, when you reach the very end of the book or initial instructions, press the green rectangular play button. Two, the machine will say, press the play button again to go on to the next book. Go ahead and press the play button again, and the machine will start playing the next book. Number two, bookshelf mode, skipping over books, etc. One, insert the cartridge in the player and turn the power on by pressing the red circular power button. Two, press and hold the green rectangular play button for about 3 seconds until the player beeps and says bookshelf and announces the number of books on the cartridge. 3. Tap the rewind or fast forward button located on each side of the green rectangular play button to select the next book. The book title will be announced. To advance to the next title, just press the fast forward button again, or tap the rewind again to go to the previous book. 4. Once you get to the title you want to read, press the green rectangular play button. The player will exit bookshelf mode and start playing the selected title. End of Touch and Listen, Spring 2021. The Bureau of Braille and Talking Books Library Services are part of the Florida Department of Education, Division of Blind Services. Visit our websites at www.dbs.fldoe.org or www.fldoe.org. Contact us at 1-800-226-6075 or via email at opac_librarian@dbs.fldoe.org. Published by the Florida Bureau of Braille and Talking Book Library. Recorded in the studios of the Florida Bureau of Braille and Talking Book Library, 421 Platt Street, Daytona Beach, Florida, May 2021. Read by John Tarmy. Monitored by David Hostetler and Bruni Lopez Soto. Reviewed by Bruni Lopez Soto and Paula Valeros. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with your copy of this recording, please contact the Florida Bureau of Braille and Talking Book Library at 1-800-226-6075.